soft as an easy chair. Love fresh as the morning air. One love that is shared by two.
I tell you, that is such a beautiful song. The awesome Miss Barbra Streisand singing Evergreen, a song that was featured in the movie A Star Is Born. You remember, with Kris Kristofferson, the great musician who discovered Barbra Streisand. And her career took off while his took a nosedive.
Spirits rise and their dance is unrehearsed.
I tell you, that lady is such an awesome singer. She has a new CD that will be released fairly soon. I understand she's going to be doing some covers of some other hits. And I mention it because this Friday at 1 o'clock, Mr. Neil Gabler will be joining me. And he'll be speaking with me about this awesome, awesome entertainer's career. But not only what it is about her career that made her so awesome, but he's going to tell us some things about Barbra Streisand's work as a hero. Some of the things she did that made her a hero to many, particularly in the Jewish community. Barbra Streisand will be discussed. She won't be our guest. She won't be on with me. But Neil Gabler will be discussing her, a book about her, and we'll definitely feature some of her music during that interview this Friday at 1 o'clock. All right. We've been taking a look at a number of, well, issues that have to do with social class. How many of you have decided that social class is important to you? Is important. You really place a lot of emphasis on social class, yours and others. I tell you, it's amazing how there are so many people out there who will try to determine how much value they're going to place on someone based on their perception of that person's social class. There are people who will spend their time. You know, you go to a store and a locally owned store that's a storefront, it's part of a shopping strip, and you go in to buy a product and someone in there wants to get an idea of how much money you might have. It might be the owner of the store. And after you walk out and he's giving you some time to get to your automobile and maybe get in there, he'll rush to see where which automobile you're getting into so that he sees what you're driving, so that he can then make a determination as to what your social class is. And so often, when people are trying to determine, when it's important enough to them to go through unnecessary hoops to try to find out what you're driving and try to determine what your social class is, sometimes it's partly because they want to determine how much worth they're going to attribute to you. Do you place value on yourself based on your social class? Now, I tell you what, I would recommend that you not base your sense of wealth, your sense of worth on your social class. Think about the many, many people who were once middle class, and as a result of the recession, the Great Recession, they found themselves being shifted from the middle class to the lower class. Now, it's one thing to feel kind of bad about the income loss, but to feel as though you have lost some of yourself, you've lost some of your worth, is one thing to lead to lose some financial worth. It's a totally different picture, though, if we conclude that because we have lost financial wealth, we have also, or worth, financial worth, we have also lost some personal worth, self-worth. The two don't have to be tied together, and really and truly, if they are tied together, it's more in people's minds than in reality. But we're bringing that up because, as I've shared with you before, we're going to be talking about the American middle class. Take a look at how we're doing. Are you a member of the middle class? Do you anticipate that you will be in the middle class for the rest of your life? If not, do you think you'll eventually move into upper? Or do you think that you'll eventually be moved into the lower class? Let's take a look at some more of the research that Pew Research has done about this matter of middle class. Middle class, middle income. Be right back.
Time.